Mark chapter 8. In those days, the multitude being very numerous, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they'll faint on the way, for various of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, How can we satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and broke, and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the people. And they had a few small fish, and he blessed, and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets. And those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And immediately he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came out and began to question him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek for a sign? Truly I say to you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, nor did they have in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And he commanded them, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said to them, Why do you reason because you have no bread? Don't you yet perceive nor understand? Do you still have your heart hardened? Having eyes, don't you see? And having ears, don't you hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you don't understand? And he came but to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, and asked him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. After that he put his hands again on his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out, and his disciples, into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way he asked his disciples, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he said to them, But whom do you say that I am? And Peter answered, You are the Christ. And he commanded them to tell no man about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and by the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you don't savor the things that are of God, but the things that are of men. And when he had called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.